Well, I'm glad you tuned in, because we got a lot going on today, especially. It is 7:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, and it's Trash Talking Tuesday as well, thanks to Florence Recycling. So you've got your top story. Luigi Mangione is the 26-year-old who's been charged with the murder of that CEO in New York, broad daylight, shot in the back, cold and calculated, and this was what otherwise we describe as a bright young man. He got a master's degree in computer science from University of Pennsylvania. He was a valedictorian of his high school class, and very popular, by the way. So he doesn't fit that misfit category, if you will. Certainly not. But he fits the profile of somebody who's been radicalized to take part in a terrorist act. Did he act alone? So far, there's no reason to believe that he had any help from anybody, but, of course, the investigation will continue. Daniel Penny, who they shouldn't have wasted any time investigating or taking to court, was found not guilty. He was the one who choked a guy out on the subway, and then the guy died. It never should have went to court. The police basically had exonerated him early on, and then days later, through public pressure, race baiters wanted to make it a racial thing. Daniel Penny's white. The Neely guy that died is black. Extensive criminal record. Daniel Penny has no criminal record. Daniel Penny served United States Marine Corps. Neely served time for assorted crimes through the years, some kind of mental illness, and had recently attacked a 68-year-old woman on the subway.
And now you've got his dad coming out of the woodwork. Oh, I'm the victim here. I lost my child. But where have you been most of his adult life here? It's going to be a money grab, this civil case. And that's just wrong.
There's a special place for those people. Yeah, all of a sudden, family.
All right.
Catch up on some things. Not as in mustard ketchup, as in case you didn't know. Pete Hegseth, still in the running for defense secretary.
Yes.
And apparently he had what he perceives to be a very good meeting with Senator Joni Ernst. Now, that's important because she also served and she was the victim of sexual harassment. So these charges that have been made against him, these allegations, having a talk with her, if it turns out that she's being very supportive of him, that is maybe not the golden ticket, if you will, but pretty close to it.
It's a plus.
It was a great meeting, he said, with Hannity, and she said she has been front and center on key issues pertaining to the Department of Defense. She initially expressed some doubts about Hegseth following a media smear campaign, but also released a positive statement saying, I appreciate Pete Hegseth's responsiveness and respect for the process. Following our encouraging conversations, Pete committed to completing a full audit of the Pentagon and selecting a senior official who will uphold the roles and value of our servicemen and women based on quality and standards, not quotas. He'll prioritize and strengthen my work to prevent sexual assault within the ranks. As I support Pete through this process, I look forward to a fair hearing based on truth, not anonymous sources. So
good. I like that.
Yeah, that would seem good to be a positive step for him. Matt Gaetz, what happened to him? He's not in the running.
No.
And in fact, it's been reported that he's going to be on TV. He's joining the One America News Network, OANN.
Yeah.
And he'll be a news anchor. They're calling it a news anchor. And they released some promotional images for the Matt Gaetz Show and saying coming soon. Kristen Holmes, national correspondent with CNN, reported that a source familiar told CNN that Gaetz was expected to join them as an anchor. He's supposed to announce that, I guess, anytime.
Interesting.
He resigned from Congress in November. Trump nominated him to serve as Attorney General of the Department of Justice, but there was significant kind of, you know, a backlash things about him. And so he looks like he is going to take a position there. All right. Who else you want to know about? What about our buddy we used to talk to all the time? Let's see if that connection holds true, Greg. The great connection you made with Congressman Mike Waltz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now he's been kicked upstairs to the big time.
Hope he remembers the little people.
That's what we're hoping.
That's right.
And he knows we're not the little people.
That's right.
And that's why we probably will still have a
good guy.
Of course, he'll be a little busier than he was.
Well, yes.
President-elect Trump's pick to be the National Security Advisor. And on Special Report, he stated that he believes that the second Trump administration will have maximum pressure on Iran. There's been too much pressure put on our ally, Israel, and certainly not enough on Iran, and argued that the maximum pressure campaign on Iran from Trump's first term was effective. All right, so things are moving forward there. And there should be the confirmation process will take place. I don't anticipate any problems for Mike Waltz, but we'll see. All right. Oh, and then there's little Lizzie Cheney. She was on the January 6th committee.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a committee.
It was a farce. Kangaroo court or whatever it was. You know, so think, because you had her or Kenzinger, who's another barely, not even a rhino, whatever he is. And that was the only representation on that committee.
Right.
They wouldn't allow real people like Jim Jordan and others to be on that committee. That was the doings of Nancy Pelosi. So Liz Cheney gets in there. And so you would think if you've got information about January 6th and you reach out to her and say, hey, I've got some information. I don't think this was right. I think this guy worked for the government, and here's how my son, brother was treated, etc. And that information goes to Liz Cheney. And maybe it exonerates someone. Maybe it also places a focus on how much involvement, say, the FBI or other government entities may have had, either directly or indirectly, with their, you know, their corresponding friends that helped them out. Then come to find out, she's destroyed all kinds of information and files.
Wow, she sounds like a Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, again, they may have been given to her thinking that, hey, I don't trust the administration, meaning Biden.
Right.
I don't trust them, the DOJ. I know they, you know, all have it out for Trump. But I trust you, Liz Cheney, because you're a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you this information. And if that kind of scenario went down, guess what? You might never find out what that information was. Yep, she allegedly destroyed 117 of the files from that panel. 117. Who knows how much information was on an individual file?
Why would you do that?
And should you be able to get away with it?
No.
I say no way, no how.
No.
You want some sort of accountability and transparency in government? You can start right there. That would be a perfect place. All right, moving forward. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, get it off your chest, hopefully feel better. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try right back. We'll try to fit you in right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome another day in paradise. Indeed, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try back. Chucky, good morning. What's bugging you?
there's something really bugging me. It's the Democrats are running as Republicans. Liz Cheney is a Democrat. The senator from Maine is a Democrat. Senator from Alaska is a Democrat. They knew they couldn't win election as Democrats, so they ran as Republicans. They're not rhinos. They're just plain out Democrats. And Republicans need to root these people out, or they're going to just mess up everything for Donald Trump and any other president that's trying to clean up the swamp.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
I wanted to talk about Pete Hegseth. I'm not familiar with all the details of his case, but it's obvious he did something he wasn't supposed to do, and he is now been exposed. First of all, women are attracted to men who are strong and show leadership qualities. And if you remember, that's how they got General Petraeus a few years ago, got him mixed up with a little romance.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that thinks this is all brand new, I want them to go look up something, a woman called Kay Summersby, who was Eisenhower's driver and secretary. And I put quotes around it, driver and secretary, for many years during World War II. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, there are many that are attracted to power. He's also, a handsome fellow. He was divorced at the time of the allegation of what went on. So we'll see.
They let a woman drive back in those days?
That's more crazy than having a side car.
A female driver.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is why nobody is going after the judge or judges who let Patrick Neely off on his 42 separate crimes, and Daniel Penny, who looks rather presidential, actually, he has a kind of a Lincoln look with a red hair. I feel terrible that they didn't get the two memos, and now they're going to try to waste his time with a civil case. That really bugs me.
Yeah, it is sad, and it sends a message to people. Don't be a sheepdog. Don't help others. Don't stand up for weaker people. Allow crime to just happen right in front of you. And, of course, that's a terrible message, but that's what they're sending. Thankfully, he was found not guilty, but like you said, civil trial still awaits. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Can you imagine what this country would have been like 50, 60 years ago if Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, or Tom Hayden had the money backing them to tear this country down that George Soros does? I hope Trump can do something to change this around, because Soros thinks he can install all these radical judicial judges that hurt our country. Something's got to be done. Something's got to stop. I hope money can't just buy anything and buy an insanity.
No, clearly it can't just buy anything. How much money did Kamala go through? $2.1 billion? Yeah. I mean, think about it. I didn't do the math, but there's a way to break it down where each individual voter would have gotten, a few $100, actually. That's how much money that she spent. All right, last chance, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Slim, again. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, what's bugging me is I haven't heard from Nostradamus in a little while. Wanting to know what's going on with that.
Yeah, we...
Thanks, Mark.
We don't have air tag on anybody.
Yeah.
And
I don't know why it would bug you that somebody else doesn't call, but it's America.
Yeah, but next time though, leave your phone number and then we'll give it
to
whatever it is you're looking for, and you can do your thing. You can have more of each other.
Yeah, say go for the wild card there.
All righty. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ethel. How are you today?
Great, Ethel. What's bugging you?
The people that we have up there in the White House who seems to think they know more than we do.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. I mean, that's unfortunately been going on for a while. It's just they're even more, much more radical than they've ever been, on the left. Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. All this talk on Fox News about the mysterious drones in New Jersey, and could they be spy drones and foreign countries? Wouldn't it be standard protocol to turn out the lights if you're trying to spy on a military base. This is a ridiculous story.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the purpose is either. I don't know if they're trying to get people riled up, or honestly, I don't know. I saw a quick thing on it, and our airspace, I believe, to be mostly protected.
Mm-hmm.
But drones, you know, just looking into the future, they do offer many challenges, yes, strategically, militarily, terroristically, if I can make it
well,
that
that and those balloons. You got to watch out for those balloons, too, Bob. You know,
once they're done doing their work, we know to get rid of them. We shoot them right down.
Uh-huh.
Once they're done.
Right.
Checks in the mail. Compliments of President Xi. It is 7:28. And boy, oh boy, have we still got plenty to talk about on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up at 8:05, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. It's all on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. It's 7:35. We try to be accurate here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top stories. The alleged shooter of the CEO is Luigi Mangione, 26 years old, valedictorian of his high school class, loved by a lot of folks. He was popular, went to University of Pennsylvania, got a master's degree in computer science. And then at some point in there, he obviously became radicalized. Hopefully, we'll get to dig into that. And that is part of his background, because we know there's the radicalization of people around his age, mm-hmm, that have been going on. And what is odd is, you know, if you look for somebody to target, to brainwash, so to speak, it's a lot easier to work with people who are what you call highly suggestible, which usually is a nice way of saying maybe closer to average or lower IQ. And I'm not trying to be, you know, nasty or anything. That's why it is so odd that you can have, and this isn't the first case, of somebody who would be considered highly intelligent and not even a social misfit. You can have highly intelligent but social misfit, mm-hmm, and they channel that lack of social, whatever you want to call it, sociability, and it gets channeled into something negative or downright evil. But in this case, yeah, this is a tougher one, and I think it is also the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to see not just copycat actions, but more radicalization taking place. We got to dig in. We got to find out where, we know where it's coming from. It's a lot of these schools of higher learning and some of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern and Berkeley, as you know, for years, kind of famous for it. But it's taking place at other, what you consider very, you know, top-notch schools. What's going on here? And how have they gotten these people who are not what you'd consider easily suggestible? How have they gotten them to buy in? I guess it's taken, you know, over a period of years. They basically, and instead of for sexual perversion, they have been groomed. They've been groomed for this. You know, if you're told from elementary school that America is not a good place, and if they accentuate and only focus on any and all mistakes America's ever made, and yeah, we've made plenty. If that's all they focus on, then yeah, you're left with this. This is a bad place. And I must take action to make it a better place, even though what I'm going to do would defy, I don't know, logic, laws, and other things. Yeah. The end justifies the means, I guess. I don't know. It's very troubling.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and connect with Shep. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, when this first happened, I said to myself, my wife and I were discussing it, this guy's either real smart or real dumb. Well, it turns out he was a combination of the two, so we could say that right now. But more to the point, my wife and I were put into the insurance program that this guy was the CEO of, and I got to tell you, I'm not exactly happy with it. But that said, My wife was speculating that this guy who committed this assassination, before we knew who he was, he is part, in her opinion, of a growing underground movement that is moving overground of, you know, insurance is evil, corporations are evil, you know, we have to overthrow everything, everything should, you know where I'm going with this, everything should be centrally controlled. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Russian Revolution of 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution when they overthrew the Tsar, and they literally dragged the wealthy people out of their dachas, and they were shot in the streets. And I just want to say, growing up as a child among the hippie movement, you know, my brother, he had to babysit me, so he took me with him wherever he went. I would hear these people talk, and they advocated that all these wealthy people in the Hamptons and in Malibu and Beverly Hills, they should be dragged out of their 18-room mansions, and those mansions, you know, with 18 bedrooms, oh, yeah, you could house 36 homeless people. But that's just the way these people think. Now, if this guy wasn't part of an organization, if he was a lone wolf, I can almost guarantee you there are going to be copycats. And I just advise any CEO out there of any big corporation, do not go anywhere without at least four muscle men around you. See you later, guys.
Yeah, appreciate the input. As far as organization, they haven't, as far as I know, haven't said anything about that. And what we consider being part of an organization is old school. Showing up at meetings and that kind of thing doesn't happen anymore. They get radicalized, and a great deal of that can happen online. And they find things that interest them, and then they're fed this constant diet of, you know, beliefs. And that's more of the organizational kind of setup, if you will. And yes, through that you can find other many other like-minded people, some maybe even more radical than him, but haven't taken action yet. Yes, it's the school of, if you're rich, you're bad, if you're powerful, you're bad, and somehow some form of social justice, socialism, or communism will make things better. These are the same kind of things that, you know, you had, like in Cuba. Mm-hmm. You know, they told you that, hey, you know, we're the wealthy are controlling us. You know, it's not fair. It's not right. You know, we can do better. And they make all kinds of promises. You know, Fidel Castro, do you think he said, hey, let me take over and I'll make you wait in line for milk and bread and I won't let you travel. I won't let you leave. How many people do you think, yeah, revolution, yeah, this Fidel Castro guy, man, he's awesome. He's going to make life for us suck even more than it does now. That's the problem with this radicalization. Look, everything under the sun has already been tried. It's already been tried. Our form of government is not perfect, but it's better than all the other things that have been tried, frankly. Doodah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just love the irony of someone who hates capitalism being caught at a McDonald's. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, yet Ivy League educated at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's many ironies at work there.
Well, for a guy trying to save the planet, usually they're going to be a little healthier eater than McDonald's, too, you would think. You'd be a vegan or something.
Well, I mean, look.
Those things usually all cross over. So,
look, yeah. I do my part. They say these cows give off methane gas.
Yeah.
I said, man, I'm all about it. And yesterday I had a steak. I'm helping.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see how that works?
Yeah, you're just a Greta Thunberg is what you are.
Yes. Yeah, she said some really stupid things recently, too. She's basically pro-terrorist. Well, she was saying bad things about Israel, but then she also said bad things about Germany, too. I mean, I guess she doesn't like any industrial.
She likes agendas.
Why didn't she go live like in some forest somewhere?
Ah.
Yeah, I mean, right?
But they don't have any TV cameras there.
Aha!
There's no world leadership to go give a speech in front of. You know, the squirrels don't care what she thinks.
Waking up Christmas morning under the tree. There it is. Yeah. The shiny, brand new Hess truck. Not familiar. I see a puzzled look.
I'm working on this one. I'm going through my brain going, okay, this sounds familiar, but what is it?
Hess is a gas station. Their logo is green and white.
Yes, okay.
And they have been selling these toy trucks and accoutrements for most of our lives, Greg.
Well, see, I leaned more towards the Sinclair with the Brontosaurus on it.
Okay, and you probably had one of those little dinosaurs, and actually those rubber dinosaurs were a lot cheaper than a Hess truck, so...
Did the Hess have a circle around the logo?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Semi-circular.
Yeah, I remember those now, okay.
The Hess truck is here in its 60th year.
Wow.
And originally, they cost a dollar. And people collect them big time. Uh-huh. My brother-in-law does. He's got one from, I will say, over 40 years.
Wow.
From every year.
That's cool.
Yeah. And still in their original. Like, he'd buy the boys, you know, one or two.
And then
he'd keep one wrapped up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Smart.
He might have a couple of bucks in the bank now.
They're kind of cool.
Yeah. I'll have to go visit their house and their home.
Uh-huh.
The holidays are coming, my friends. Here we are. What do we got? 2 weeks, basically. It'll be Christmas Eve in 2 weeks.
Ugh.
Did you know that, Greg?
I'm trying not to think about it. Got too much work to do between now and then.
I have some information about Donald Trump that's pretty good. I'm going to share it with you coming up. And then at 8:05, we're going to have Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz on the air, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Another day in paradise, my friends. Also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. What do we have? 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. And it's in case you miss some interviews, too. It can come in handy because we're going to be talking to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz coming up at 8:05. And if, say, you got to start work at 8, which really sucks. Should be able to listen until 9:30, 9:45.
Oh, yeah.
But now, sometimes you got to go. That's where the podcast really can come in handy.
You know, I was talking to a guy yesterday. He's a listener that had checked in the other day when I was having my rant about getting a cabin filter for the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And he works at a local auto parts store and listens to the show on a regular basis. I stopped in and saw him where he works, and he's going to be moving in months to come. I said, well, you know, there's that Odyssey app. Because, yeah, I know.
Oh, you mean he's moving out of town.
He's moving out of town, so he'll be able to still listen to the show. I just want to make sure he was reminded of that fact. So,
yeah.
Don't want to lose him or anything. So,
no, absolutely not. We appreciate everybody, no matter where they're from, or a lot of people are from here, and they do move, and
they take
us
home.
Help them to remind them of.
As long as we don't have to help load the truck, we're good.
Exactly. Donald Trump. Refusing presidential salary again. I didn't accept it before.
No,
I'm not going to take it now.
Bob.
What?
What? Did you not hear the left? He's in this for the money.
Uh-uh.
That's what they said. I heard that. I heard it with my own ears. He's doing this for the money. Because he makes so much more money.
Wouldn't you like
president.
To be in a position where you could turn down $450,000 a year? Oof. You're like, I don't need that. I'd be like, I could use that.
Yes. Can I have a percentage,
can I have
please?
A little bit?
Yeah.
Can I mow your lawn?
Yeah,
sir.
Really? A big lawn.
Well, that's true, too. You'd have to buy equipment and all that.
Yeah, probably not worth it.
But, again, it's just...
Yeah, it's nice.
This is part of his, you know, his principled approach. He doesn't need it. He's not going to take it. He's not, clearly not, doing it for the money.
No.
He's not doing it for the fame. Donald Trump was famous way before he was ever president. He was rich, you know, a billionaire. He's got his own plane, so he doesn't have to do it for, you know, Air Force One, although there's not too many like that.
True.
But he's got a beautiful wife, got a great family. He is a patriot, and he is sacrificing.
Need this
he's
crap,
doing it
quite
for
frankly.
Us.
He is,
no,
you
doesn't.
Know, but he does it for the right reason.
Nope. Monday, The View, Anna Navarro and Whoopi Goldberg. Let's see. She told Whoopi Goldberg that people had a right to panic over President-elect Donald Trump's upcoming administration. You have the right to panic.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder what he's going to do to us. I wonder what the deal is.
Whoopi said, all we have to do from now until January 21st is be with our families, be with our kids, do our jobs, make sure our checks don't bounce, make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and our families. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to do. But do take our word for it. Things seem to move slowly because, they don't come get Hillary, but he has other people who are ready to go. But I don't think they can just go out and do what they want to do. Are you kidding me? Really?
Amazing. Just amazing.
Navarro adds as part of her thing, if you're a woman working for the Department of Defense, you have a right to be in panic?
What?
He's adding all kinds of people to his staff, and smart women are a very strong part of this. Chief of staff is the first woman ever to be in that position. Like, if you're a woman working for Department of Defense, you have the right to be in panic?
Can you imagine if a Democrat had put a woman in that position? Just, the praises and the accolades, and wow, this is groundbreaking. And then they would know the difference between a man and a woman.
I mean, you have to ask yourself, do they really, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, look themselves in the mirror and say, I believe every word that I say?
See, I wonder that all the time. Or is it rhetoric and they know it? Are they just really this stupid? Seriously. I mean, this and some of the things that these Hollywood lefties say, you're like,
do you believe it? I know we've reverted to saying things like, you know, how stupid they are, but it really goes all the way back to Dr. Savage, man. And he uses, you know, the phrase liberalism is a mental disease.
Yeah.
If he thought liberalism was a mental disease, what do you call it now? Because this is not liberalism. At least then they were open-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this mess.
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they are saying really crazy things. We should tell people to prepare
for
Donald Trump's going to come and drag them out by their hair. I don't know.
They wish.
It's insane.
It is.
All right. We'll keep telling the truth as the best we know it to be. All right. And another good guy that I believe does the same thing is Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. He will be joining us in minutes on 97.3 The Sky.